Welcome to Breakout Radio Church with Dale Gentry, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, inviting people from around the globe to worship with us. This service is replayed every weeknight on BPN Radio at 8 p.m. Central Time. Just go to www.bpnradio.com. Now here is Dale Gentry.
You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Merry Christmas from Dale and Gene Gentry. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. And we are absolutely delighted to have you here on this Sunday morning, the Sunday morning before Christmas. And Gene and I want to welcome you to Breakout Radio Church. It is a cold day in Austin as we minister from our ministry center. Gene, we want to welcome everybody. We are absolutely delighted to have people that are joining us here on Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday, right?
Yes, we are. Good morning, Breakout family. It's great to have you joining us today.
Yes, it is. And, well, it's hard to believe that it's the Sunday morning before Christmas Sunday. And, of course, we will be having church next Sunday morning, and so you could tell everybody and prepare. But, we, Gene, we're so thankful today for our church members here at Breakout Church, people that have joined us across America and around the world. And, of course, we're responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And here at Breakout Church, we're certainly a house of prayer for all nations. And we're absolutely delighted to have everybody attending. And we have been we've been really busy working on our 50-year video.
Yes, we have.
Wow, it's taken us months to get it done. But we wanted to do that to express appreciation to people that has helped us these all along the way these past 50 years, right?
Yes, we couldn't have done what we've done without partners and people that believe and what God has called us to do.
Absolutely. And thank you for making the journey with me. It's been a wonderful journey. God has been with us. And, you know, we're having people join Breakout Church from all different parts of the land. We have I've been holding these in my hand this morning, praying for our members. We're going to have some praise and worship in just a moment, but we're just so thankful for our church members, Judy from Prescott, Arizona, and John from Ajax, Canada, and Kip from Bloomington, Indiana, Lemuel from Temecula, California, and Melinda from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Pauline from Las Vegas, Nevada, and Sharon from Marlow, Oklahoma, and Kim from Oklahoma City, Georgia from Palm Bay, Florida, Laura from Yukon, Oklahoma, Allison from Austin, Texas, Ellen from Fresno, California, Steve from Sheffield, England, and Kathleen from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And we have some pastors that have joined the church. We're just amazed. We got several pastors, and we're so delighted to have them. David from Fleming Island, Florida. There's Charles from Addison, Alabama. And here's a pastor from Andhra Pradesh, India. Wow, just all over the place. And at the close of the service, we'll give everybody an opportunity to be able to join the church, and we'll tell you how. Well, Gene and I got to pray right now, and we are so very, very thankful to have you joining us here at Breakout Church here on this Sunday morning before Christmas. Father, Gene and I set ourselves in agreement here in our ministry center in Austin, Texas, people that are joining us at Breakout Radio Church all across America and different nations of the world. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on this Sunday morning before Christmas. And we're so thankful for people that have joined us here today. We pray the will of God be done. We come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We pray the will of God be done here on this broadcast today. Anoint our praise and worship, and anoint me, your servant, as I preach the word today. So we're going to have Brian and Kristen Ming, our new worship leaders here at Breakout Radio Church, and they are former music leaders at Christ for the Nations in Dallas. They're going to sing about, they're going to lead us in some praise about the angels. We know the angels played a major part in the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Christmas story. And so Brian and Kristen are coming to lead us. We're going to worship God right now. So everybody join in. Here we go.
'cause you've given me one to sing. It's the music of my heartstrings. When it goes like this, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. To the music of my heartstrings. Oh, when it goes like this, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for being so good. I thank you. I thank you. You've given that to me, but I hear a voice in harmony as you sing along with me to the music.
I want to thank you, Lord. So thankful. So thankful. So grateful. I want to thank you, Lord, for your many, many blessings during this Christmas season. Our hearts are filled with gratitude. Our hearts are filled with gratitude. Pastor Bob Nichols, sometimes when I ask him, are you happy? He said, I'm happy, but I'm more thankful. I'm more thankful that I'm happy, and I'm very, very thankful today. I'm thankful for you that are attending Breakout Radio Church today. And on this Sunday morning, we have those that are in our meeting room that can pray with you anytime during the service or following the service for a few minutes. So if you need prayer or someone to talk to you during this service time, you can contact a member of our church leadership team who's ready to visit with you or pray with you in our prayer room. And all you have to do to get to our meeting room is go to breakoutradiochurch.com, 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 and just click on meeting room. And there will be someone there that will, once you check in, just say, here I am. Won't give your name. It'll just give a number there. And there'll be someone that will pray with you or answer questions. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. And just go to the meeting room there. Father, we just pray that you would anoint me, your servant, to preach this morning, your Breakout Radio Church. I'm so very, very thankful and grateful for the opportunity to be the pastor here at Breakout Church. And I pray, Lord, that you would just anoint me, your servant, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And thank you, Brian Ming, for helping me here. I want us to if you have your Bibles, turn to Isaiah chapter number 43. I want to read from Isaiah 43 today, and then I'm going to preach, and then I'm going to pray. I love to pray. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43, beginning with verse number 1, "But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, you're mine. When you pass through the waters or the floods, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place." And I like this right here. He said, "Since you were precious in my sight." He's speaking to each of us today as sons and daughters of God. "Since you were precious in my sight, you've been honored and I've loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Since you are precious in my sight, not because you are worthy or you've done all those great exploits, but since you are precious in his sight, he has loved us and he has honored us, and he has honored us by giving us people for our life." He said, "I'm going to give you men for your life, I'm going to give you people for your life." To do what? To help you in your assignments, what God has called you to do. Gene and I, as we celebrate 50 years in the ministry this year, we reflect back on people that have helped us. And people that have been great gifts to us. You know, people may give you houses or cars or land, but the greatest gift that you can have is the gift of friendship. It's the gift of people that love you and care for you and believe in you and are willing to say, I believe in this person. And could you help them? Could you extend a helping hand? And so Gene and I, as we have been filming our 50-year movie, our 50 years of ministry video, we have just been looking at all of the people that have helped us along the way, and we are so very, very grateful. And when we look at those people, name after name, we have scores of names there. Other people, we could not remember their name and think of their name, but we have scores of names that will be on our video that we just look at their names, and every one of them represents a helping hand. So what did God say? He said, "I'm going to give you people that's going to help you. There's someone ready to help you." And we're thankful for God's help, but we're thankful for the people that he puts in our lives. That's why every day I pray for divine appointments and divine connections, because I know that there is someone that is waiting to help us, someone that is waiting to extend a helping hand, someone that has the keys to a door to open for us. And so in Isaiah 43, God says, here's what I'm going to do for you. Because you're really precious in my sight and I really love you, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a gift of people. He could have said, I'm going to give you all sorts of materialistic things, but he said, I'm going to give you people and they are going to help you. So I'm here to tell you on this Sunday before Christmas, there are people that are ready to help you with your assignments. There are people that are ready to help you do what God has put in your heart to do. And of course, on that list, as I look at that list of people, my heart is overwhelmed with people that in the past 50 years that have extended a hand to Gene and I. I'm remembering today Pastor John Hoker at First Assembly of God Church in Burt Bennett, Texas. He gave Gene and I our first revival in December. In December, Christmas time of all times of the year, in 1966, we spent 3 weeks of December ministering in that church almost every night, and the people came, even though they needed to do Christmas shopping or what have you. He extended the hand of opportunity to us, and for 3 consecutive weeks, I was able to preach in that church. My dad recommended me for my first revival after Gene and I went into full-time ministry in March of 1967. He approached a pastor by the name of Calvin Newton. He said, you need to have my son, Dale, need to come. He's going to go into full-time ministry, and you need to have him come and preach at your church. He extended a helping hand to me, and I'm thankful that Pastor Calvin Newton, First Assembly of God Church in Ringling, Oklahoma, said, would you come and preach your first revival for me? And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful for David Wilkerson, who was preaching the night that God called me to preach. I'm thankful for Pastor Carl Alcorn, who was a tremendous blessing, was my pastor when Gene and I went into the ministry. And he was just such an encouragement to me and an incredible example of faith. And then, of course, Gene and I can look at all of the churches that we pastored, how people recommended us to go and pastor those churches. Our first church, recommended by Calvin Durham at Holiday Assembly of God, Holiday, Texas, and then a man by the name of Larry Hatfield. Some of these names, of course, you won't even recognize, but they're real people that helped us. And Larry Hatfield recommended that we go to Rush Springs, Oklahoma. A man by the name of Philip Sharp recommended we go to Dell City, Oklahoma. John Ogle recommended that we go to Roswell, New Mexico. And all of these men, these churches that we pastored, somebody extended a helping hand and just reached out and says, we want to recommend you. We want to endorse you. We want to give your name to someone. And then, of course, Larry Lee at Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, extended a hand for us to come there and introduce me to hundreds of pastors to lead prayer, to preach, to minister in their church. And Gene and I, of course, that was in 1985. And we were introduced to people through that helping hand of Larry Lee that we're still ministering for. Norman Barnes and Gerald Coates, they introduced us to England, and they extended a hand and said to their friends in England, would you come and have Dale and Gene Gentry come and minister in your church, in your churches, and different conferences. And for 20 years, we ministered in England and the United Kingdom. What am I saying today? I am saying that we will not get there by ourselves. We may make our plans. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 16:33, the lot is cast into the lap. That means all of the plans, but it's every decision is from the Lord. The Bible said that in Proverbs 16, the preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So we know that we can pray and say, oh God, your will be done in our lives. Oh God, we desire to do your will, and we have these dreams in our hearts, but how will we ever accomplish them? The response is we will never be able to accomplish those things by ourselves. But God has already gone before us and has prepared the way to different individuals who will help us. The Lord directs our steps. A man's heart plans his way, the Bible says in Proverbs 16, but the Lord directs his steps. And where does he direct our steps to? He directs our steps directly to people that is going to help us, that is going to extend a helping hand. And today, Gene and I, our hearts are filled with gratitude as we look at the list of people that have helped us over the 50 years. Our hearts are filled with gratitude. I'm looking at these names now. I'm scrolling down these names that will appear on our 50-year anniversary movie. And I'm just thankful for all of these people that have extended a helping hand, that have played a part in our story. And every one of you are fulfilling a story of your life. And you may put it in a book, you may put it in a video, but during this Christmas season, Gene and I would like to encourage you to take a few moments to write some letters, to write a note, to make a phone call, to send an email or a text message, or put it on Facebook, whatever you desire to do, and say to people, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me, and thank you for the greatest gift of all, with the exception, of course, the greatest gift is Jesus Christ during this Christmas season. He is the reason for the season, as we say, but also the greatest gift that we have are people that have taken time, not just to give us money or houses or land, but those that have extended their hands and say, I believe you. I believe that you can do what God has called you to do. I believe you can say what God has taught you to say. I believe in you, and I am extending a helping hand. I am reaching out to you to say thank you. Giving expressed appreciation is the greatest gift of all during this season time. And so God said, here's what I'm going to do for you because I love you. I am going to give you people for your life. Men, I'm going to give you people to help you. And I am so thankful. Gene and I are grateful today. For those of you that are members of Breakout Radio Church, we thank you so much. We are thankful for our partners in ministry, people that send money to help us every month. We don't have our ministry underwritten, but it is supported by people that really believe in us and want to say, Dale and Gene Gentry, we believe in you. And after 50 years in the ministry, we desire to sow into your life. And we're so thankful for people that sow into our lives every month that we call our monthly partners, for which we are grateful. We're very thankful for our ministry team and those that we have surrounding us that are helping us with BPN Radio and Breakout Church, Aliona, Kuchichura, and Evelyn Gastelum, and Darla Gentry, and Ruth Gentry, and Brittany Greenlee, and Delvin Kinzer, and Rhonda Kinzer, and Jean Massey, Linda Meek, Cheryl Ortiz, Michael Schonborn. We are very thankful. I said those in alphabetical order. We are very thankful for our team, and we are very, very thankful for those that have helped us along the way. Gene and I want to say a special thanks Gene and I led four different churches. Now five churches with Breakout Church, but we've led four in the past. We've had four different congregations. First Assembly of God, Dell City, Oklahoma. First Assembly of God, Rush Springs, Oklahoma. Gateway Church in Roswell, New Mexico. And Holiday Assembly of God in Holiday, Texas. We're very thankful for those churches that stood with us. And during our 20-plus years of pastoring, we are very, very thankful and grateful for these congregations. So it's the Lord directs our steps. We make our plans, but it's the Lord that directs our steps and where he wants us to go. And Gene and I have been able, to visit maybe 30-something nations, the two of us, and we've been able to go into these different nations because somebody gave a recommendation. And, our first mission trip was Jamaica. And we were invited to Jamaica by a pastor there on a recommendation from Pastor Dan Schaefer in Oklahoma City. We went to different nations of the world, Romania, because our spiritual father, B.B. Hankins, recommended us to England and Scotland and Ireland because Norman Barnes invited us there. And all across the land, we have, in nations of the world, we have been able to travel and to minister because of these gifts that God gave to us. And man will make his plans, but we can make our plans, but it's the Lord that gives us people to help us fulfill those plans. And so one of the things that we need to do during this Christmas season is to be very, very thankful to God for sending his son, Jesus. And then we need to thank God for giving people to us to help us fulfill and in our assignments and what he has called us to do, and to be thankful and grateful by extending expressed appreciation. And what a wonderful time to do that. What a wonderful time to do that during this Christmas season. And I just believe that we could take just a few moments. I believe this would be a good time just to take a few moments and give expressed appreciation right now. Would you do that as Brian Mean comes back to the piano? We just take a few moments just to say, Lord, I'm so thankful for the gifts that you have placed in my life over the years. You know, there's no self-made men, no self-made women. You know, we cannot say, hey, look what I've done. And so many, many times, we want to celebrate our own life. We want to celebrate all of our own accomplishments. But it's really celebrating other people. That's what it's all about. And on our 50-year video, Gene and I have just gone through so many, many pictures in our photo album, putting in just people to say thank you. We may not even write their name on because there's so many photos, so many pictures. But just their picture is a thank you. And those of you that are listening today, those of you that are joining us here at Breakout Radio Church, would you take some time this week just to say thank you? And you might even thank your God for people that has sown in your life, that's made a major difference. I know that as we go through life, there can be lots of disappointments, lots of misunderstandings, lots of hurts, lots of wounds. And you may say, well, you know, if this had not happened to me or that had not happened to me, you know, but sometimes people that have done us wrong actually did us right. I mean, Gene and I, we were living in a town in West Texas before we ever went in the ministry, and we really loved that place. We loved working at that radio station and living in that little town. Then one day he came in and said, Dale, I'm going to have to let you go. There's a man that has been working here before you came, and I'd really like for him to come back. He left, but he wants his job back. I can't afford to pay you both. And so we were fired, terminated. And it was, you know, look back, it was kind of a painful thing. But we moved there from there and got a job at a radio station in Lawton, Oklahoma. A man from Wichita Falls, Texas, Joe Tom White. We got acquainted with him. He was at a military base in Lawton. He said, if we ever get a job opening in Wichita Falls at the radio station that I'm going back to work for, I'll let you know. And a couple of years later, he called and said, Dale, there's an opening. And the station, I interviewed it, got the job. Gene and I moved to Wichita Falls, Texas. We started attending an on-fire church, Southside Assembly of God in Wichita Falls. It was there that God called me to preach. And so God turned what seemed at that moment to be a very painful experience, that little town in West Texas. We could have still been there, but I got pushed out. Sometimes we get pushed out, and sometimes it can be a little painful. We can be terminated. A relationship can end, or an assignment can end, and we say, oh, we got wounded. How could that happen to me? And yet, in the end, you must understand it may be for your good, for your major benefit, because we know and believe and declare that all things are working together for good to them who love the Lord, to them who are called according to His purpose. That's you and that's me. And so even in the painful times, you can thank God. You can thank God for getting pushed out or terminated or released or reassigned, because God is working in your life both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So could you thank God even for people that has done you wrong? But it may be that that was only second best. And God said, no, I don't want you to stay there. I don't want you to do that. Would you just take just a few moments to say, Lord, I thank you for the people in my life. I'm so very, very grateful and so very, very thankful for these individuals. And today, as you take time to thank Him, I'm looking at this list of people all the way from A to Z, all the way from A to Z. In Jesus' name, I'm thankful for my parents, O.C. and Delia Gentry. I'm thankful for my father-in-law and mother-in-law, K.B. and Virginia Denham. I'm thankful for my children, my grandchildren. I'm thankful for Rick and Ruth Gentry and Darla Gentry and Brittany Greenlee and Jordan Greenlee and Brock Gentry and Hunter Gentry. I'm thankful for Megan Gentry. I'm thankful for Taylor Gentry. I'm thankful for all of my kids and my grandkids. And then after that, I'm thankful for all these people in alphabetical order. It just starts from A to Z. I'm grateful, and I believe that you are too. And during this next 7 days, this will be a great time to give expressed appreciation to God, make you a list, and then to give expressed appreciation to some people that has helped you along the way. And today I want to recommend to you the greatest gift of all, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. I never want to have a service at Breakout Church without giving you an invitation to know and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you don't know the Lord, the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And my question is, where will you spend eternity? If you were to die today, where would you go? Would you go to heaven or would you go to hell? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And so God the Father sent His only begotten Son, Jesus. We celebrate His birthday right now. And you can celebrate His birthday in a way that you've never done before by asking Jesus to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, change your life. The greatest miracle of all is the miracle of salvation. And I want to give you that opportunity here at Breakout Church today. And if you're ready, I want you to pray this prayer after me. There may be those of you that are far away from God. You've been disobedient to God. There's sin in your life. You'd like to join in this prayer. Maybe there's some of you who's bound by some habit, some stronghold in your life, and you'd like to join this prayer. There may be those of you that are not sure about your salvation, and you would like to join in this prayer. I want to give you the opportunity to do that. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. I believe that You died on the cross for my sins. I believe You arose on the third day. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me my sins. I accept You as my Lord and my Savior. And with Your strength and help, I'm going to live for You. And I'm going to serve You all the days of my life. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. And if you said that prayer, and there's a local church that you know of, I encourage you to be a part of that church where the pastor loves you and desires to help you and reach out to you, and you have people surrounding you that will love you and care for you. If you'd like to be a part of Breakout radio church, if you'd like to be a part of this church with our joining us and other people across America and around the world, here's what you do. You go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and when you get there, there will be a little church, and all you have to do is click on that church, and there will be a membership card there. If you will fill out that information, we'll have information for you, and you will click on that and fill that out and submit that. That will come to me this week, and we will be in contact with you. We will communicate with you. I send out communication every week to our church members at night or in the morning. I take your names in my hand. I've got your names in my hand right now, the members of the church. I take your names in my hand, and I pray over you, and I ask God to bless you and keep you. And also, we have a church number for our members to call if they need help. And so you can join the church. I'll be your pastor, and we will watch and pray for you. And all you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's our website, breakoutradiochurch.com, and click on the little church building and fill out the membership card. It's good to belong to a church. And this, of course, is a worldwide church of believers. And I'm thankful to have the opportunity to lead this worldwide church. I want to give you an opportunity right now to give your tithes and offerings. Those of you that, particularly those of you that are members of Breakout Church, I encourage you today to be faithful with your giving, with your tithes and offerings. And we, of course, have people that help us. We have people that we pay a salary to. And every month we pay a salary in order to do this ministry. And so the Bible says to bring all the tithes into the storehouse. That's where you get your spiritual food, that there may be meat in my house or people in my house. And so we encourage you to be faithful with your giving. Maybe you'd like to give an extra Christmas offering to Breakout Church and to Breakout Ministries. And I want to encourage you to give some extra during this Christmas season to help us. And we would be very, very thankful. And we would be very, very grateful. And so by giving today, all you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com. And when you get there, of course, there is a place to give. There's a donate button there, breakoutradiochurch.com. And when you get to our website, there is a donate button that we have for you. And you can just click that donate button. You can use your credit card, your debit card, your PayPal account, or you can make your check, of course, to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. And you can send that to P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. So I want to repeat that, Breakout Ministries. Make your check to Breakout Ministries, and that is P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. I just want to give you a few moments to make out your check to Breakout Ministry, or go to breakoutradiochurch.com and click on the donate button. Use your credit card, PayPal, debit card. I'll give you just a few moments to get your tithes and offerings prepared, and then I'm going to speak a blessing over you. I'm very, very thankful and grateful for your faithful tithes and offerings, for your faithful contributions to Breakout Church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those that are giving today. So blessed and so very, very thankful. Okay. Those of you that have made your check out, if you can just hold that check in your hand, or if you have clicked the donate button, I just want you to repeat this prayer after me. Just say, Father God, I hold this check in my hand. Or I hold this this donation in my hand, thanking you and praising you for the opportunity to receive finances, the opportunity to have a job, the opportunity to own a business, the opportunity to receive resources. And I give back a portion of that to you today to Breakout Church. And I receive the blessing that will come as a result of my giving. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And of course, if you're visiting the church today and you would like to make a Christmas offering or make a donation to Breakout Radio Church, we would be very, very thankful and grateful for that. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And remember, if you need someone to pray with you, just go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's our website. People are waiting to pray with you. And you just click on the meeting room and just say good morning, and someone will be there to pray with you or answer your questions, a member of our team, which we are very, very thankful and we are very, very grateful for. And remember to tell your friends that Breakout Radio Church is rebroadcast, played again every Sunday night through Friday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, and every morning Monday through Friday on BPN Radio at 9 a.m. And you can just tune in there, if you will, and tell your friends to listen to the broadcast. Very, very grateful, thankful. We're preparing a special Facebook page for Breakout Radio Church. This is a Christmas season. Wow, it's going to be wonderful. Our family and I will be gathering together this Saturday for Christmas Eve. And, of course, I'll be back. Gene and I will be having church here on Sunday morning. And thankful for all of our friends. I'm thankful for our friends, Michael W. and Debbie Smith. And Michael is going to sing a song today before we go. It's a Christmas song about peace. And so Michael's going to come and sing right now.
I have come from so far away, down the road of my own mistakes, in the hope you could hear me pray. Oh Lord, keep me in your reach. How I'm longed through these wasted years to outrun all the pain and fear, turn to stone from my uncried tears. And now it's your grace I see. It's a sacrifice, my soul renewed and my heart released. In you I'll find my peace. Wondrous child of whom the angels sing, know my joy, feel my suffering. Shining star, make this love you bring so bright that I may believe.
and my spirit free. In you I'll find my peace. In you I'll find my peace.
Okay, thank you very much for singing for us today, Michael W. Smith, our friend, for several years. And thank you for being a part of this service today. So glad that you came to Breakout Church. And Gene and I, our family, our team, want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. You have a wonderful week. Slow down just a little bit. Take time to enjoy your friends. Take time to enjoy your family. And Gene and I just want to say thank you to all of the people in our lives that have blessed us and helped us. And for those of you that are partnering with us, praying for us, we're very, very grateful, very, very thankful. We just ask God to bless you and keep you and give you a wonderful week, a wonderful Christmas season. If you're traveling, we pray the hedge of protection about you this week. Ask that God assign his guardian angels to watch over you. I would like to make an announcement that on New Year's Day, that's 2 weeks from today, Gene and I will be ministering at Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas, where Todd and Cindy Morning and Callie Hargraves lead the church. It's going to be a wonderful occasion as they celebrate their 15th church anniversary. And, of course, Todd is our spiritual son, and Cindy and Callie's spiritual daughters. Our spiritual grandson is going to be there with us, helping us. And I know that there will be a lot of other people. So, wow, it's going to be a great time as people gather together there. In Baytown, Texas, just outside of Houston, Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas. Well, it's been great having you in church today. Go out and have a wonderful week. And we don't talk to you before next Sunday morning. We just say Merry Christmas. God bless you for attending. Father, we just thank you for those for the church service today. We pray that you'll bless our church members, bless those that's been attending Breakout Radio Church today. And I just pray in Jesus' name that they'll have a wonderful week. God bless you. Have a great day and have a great week. Thanks for coming to Breakout Church this morning.
You've been listening to Breakout Radio Church. For more information about this worldwide ministry, go to www.bpnradio.com. Join us again next Sunday morning at the same time for Breakout Radio Church.